Welcome to the deep dive. We're plunging into another fascinating topic today, pulling out those key insights you need. And today, it's something huge. The real estate market, let's be honest. It really feels like a battlefield out there, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's tough.
Yeah, I mean, you've got tight inventory, those high interest rates kind of sidelining buyers, fierce competition, and profit margins. They're getting
They're
squeezed.
used hard.
It's just a really challenging time for real estate pros. But, what if we told you that even in this landscape, some agents aren't just like getting by, they're actually thriving. It feels like they've got some kind of hidden advantage, a secret weapon.
You've really nailed the current mood, and in any market, but especially one like this, being strategic, making smart decisions, and just being super efficient, that's everything. And that struggle you mentioned, so common for agents, balancing finding clients, closing deals with all the marketing stuff, it's
Right,
relentless.
the marketing never stops.
It's exactly. So our deep dive today, we're looking at a specific solution that's designed to, well, bridge that exact gap, help agents move past just surviving.
Okay, and the source material we're diving into today, it introduces a program called Smarter Broker Solutions.
That's the one.
So our mission really is to peel back the layers on this, get the important bits from their materials, figure out how this done-for-you marketing thing is supposed to help agents and brokers actually grow,
Even now.
even now. Okay, let's unpack this. So first off, what is Smarter Broker Solutions? The materials describe it as basically a full-service virtual assistant program, a VA program just for realtors.
Specialized.
And the core promise, the big idea, is lifting that whole marketing burden off the agent's shoulders. Make sure they stay visible, keep attracting leads, and, close more deals. Now, for brokers, the pitch is maybe even stronger. They frame it as a way to bring more business to the brokerage, but, and this is key, at zero direct cost to the broker themselves.
Which is definitely an attractive angle for a broker.
No kidding.
And that really gets to the why behind a service like this. In today's market, consistent professional marketing. It's not just optional, it's like fundamental for success. But like we said, it's also a huge time suck for agents, right? Time they should be spending on, well, making money.
Listing appointments, showings.
Exactly. Revenue generating stuff. So this solution tries to fix that problem, provide that unseen force, as the source calls it, behind their marketing.
An unseen force. I like that. So, okay, people are probably thinking, all right, sounds good, but how does it actually work?
Yeah, the nuts and bolts.
The materials lay out a, well, surprisingly simple four-step process. Step one is just sign up for Smarter Marketing.
Keep it simple.
Yeah, they really emphasize that joining is easy and affordable, whether you're a broker with a team or just a solo agent. So step one, sign up. Then what? How do you make it fit your business? That brings us to step two, choose your plan. And here they've got two main options. For brokers with multiple agents, they can enroll up to 20 agents at once.
20 agents. Wow.
Yeah. It's $99 a month per agent, plus a one-time onboarding fee, $100 per agent. And the promise is each agent gets a customized plan, real hands-on support.
So it scales for brokerages.
Right. The idea is giving the whole team an edge without adding work for the broker. But if you're an individual agent,
Flying solo.
same deal, $99 a month plus that $100 one-time onboarding, and you get the same personalized marketing help, tailored to your market.
The pricing structure is interesting. It scales up, like you said, but solo agents get the same level of custom support. That suggests they're really focused on tailored solutions, not just generic stuff.
Yeah, avoiding the cookie cutter approach.
Exactly. Which is important because, let's face it, a lot of agents have probably been burned by those one-size-fits-all marketing things before. This model seems designed to work for both individuals and bigger teams.
Totally. And that customization idea, that leads right into step three, experience personalized onboarding.
Okay, so this is where they tailor it.
Right. They really stress this point. It is not a boilerplate generic service. The onboarding is, they say, entirely customized. They want to really get to know each agent.
Like their personality.
Yeah, personality, target market, brand voice, business goals, all of it. The whole point is to build a marketing strategy that feels like it comes from the agent, not just some outsourced company.
That makes sense. Authenticity matters in real estate.
Definitely. So once that personalized plan is set, we get to step four. Let our virtual assistants handle the rest.
The gun for you part.
Exactly. After onboarding, their experienced VAs take over all those, time-consuming marketing tasks, creating content, managing outreach, keeping that online presence consistent.
so the agent can focus elsewhere.
Precisely. It's all designed to keep the agent top of mind without them having to lift a finger on the day-to-day marketing grind.
And they mentioned these are college-educated virtual assistants. That's a notable detail.
Yeah, I noticed that too. What's the significance there, do you think?
Well, it suggests a certain standard, right? Professionalism, quality control in the content. If someone's representing your brand, you want it polished, accurate.
True, not just generic posts.
Right. It implies they're not just, you know, checking boxes, but bringing some skill and understanding of professional communication, especially for real estate.
Yeah.
It's about building confidence in the quality.
Okay, that makes sense. So let's get specific. What exactly are these VAs doing? The materials list quite a bit.
Yeah, lay it out for us.
Okay, so designing and maintaining a professional website, writing and scheduling social media posts, engaging ones, not just listings.
Mm-hmm.
Creating custom blog articles tailored to the agent's market and style. Producing personalized newsletters to nurture contact.
Keeping those leads warm.
Exactly. Crafting and managing targeted email campaigns. Delivering a monthly local market report, positioning the agent as the expert.
That's valuable content.
Yeah. And establishing and managing farming areas, those specific neighborhoods, for focused marketing.
It's, yeah.
Well, it's a lot.
It really is a comprehensive list. And that brings us right back to that idea of opportunity cost.
Ah, yes, the time factor.
Big time. The source claims the average agent spends, what, 10 hours a week on this stuff?
10 hours.
That's yeah. 480 hours a year.
Yeah.
And if you value an agent's time at, say, $50 an hour, which feels maybe low.
Could it easily be more?
Right. That's $24,000 a year just in time. Then add maybe, what, $3,600 to $6,000 for all the tools and software you'd need.
Okay, so the total DIY cost is hitting like $27,000, maybe $30,000 a year.
Easily. And the real cost isn't just the dollars, it's the time. Time not spent on listing presentations, buyer showings, follow-up calls, you know, the stuff that actually makes money.
The high-value activities.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The source says this could mean leaving tens of thousands of dollars on the table. It really forces you to ask, what's your time actually worth when you're bogged down in tasks someone else could do?
Wow. That's a powerful way to look at it. And that sets up the next part perfectly, the potential return on investment. This is where, for me, it got really interesting.
Okay, the numbers. Let's hear them.
So the cost for the first year of this service, $1,288. That's the $99 a month times 12, plus the $100 onboarding.
$1,288. Got it.
Now, they use an example. Average commission on a $350,000 home at 3% is about $10,500.
Standard enough example.
So the argument is, if this system helps you close just one extra deal a year, investment, $1,288. Return, $10,500. Net profit, $9,212.
Wow.
Their calculation. A 715% ROI.
700%.
Yeah.
Just from one extra deal.
But wait, if it helps you close two extra deals, your net profit jumps to nearly $20,000. $19,712, actually. And the ROI, over 1,500%. 1,530%.
Okay, those are some eye-popping numbers.
Right. It really frames it as potential leverage.
Absolutely. Connecting that back, it is all about leverage. Positioning serves as an investment, not just an expense, especially when you think about those hidden costs of doing it all yourself. Now, obviously, these are projections from the source, right?
Yeah.
Real results depend on the market, the agent.
Sure, many factors.
But the principle, investing a set amount to free up time for high-value work that could generate much bigger returns, that's solid business logic. It reframes marketing from a cost you have to bear into something that could actively drive profit.
And they actually lean into the current market conditions. They argue this approach is especially effective right now in a tougher market.
How so?
Well, they point out that when things slow down, most agents instinctively cut marketing first. See it as an expense to slash.
Yeah, common reaction.
But that, they argue, creates this dangerous visibility vacuum just when you need to be most visible.
Ah, okay. Counterintuitive.
Right. They say the agents who thrive in tough times are the ones who don't go silent. They keep communicating, offer real insights when people are confused, stay top of mind with consistent marketing, and, crucially, free up their own time for those deal-making activities.
That makes a lot of sense. It's like that counter-cyclical strategy, push forward when others pull back. Gain market share. In a shaky market, trust is everything, isn't it? People want experts, stability. So if you're the one still providing value, still visible.
You become the go-to.
Exactly. You position yourself as that trusted expert. But, you know, doing that consistently when you're stressed and deals are slow, that takes discipline.
Which is hard when you're doing everything yourself.
Precisely. And that's where a done-for-you service aims to deliver that consistency.
The materials also do a good job tackling common objections head on, which I thought was smart.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Well, like, I've tried marketing services before. They didn't work. Their answer is basically, yeah, because most use generic templates. We did custom content tailored to you.
Addresses the quality concern.
Exactly. Or, I don't have time to manage another vendor. Their response. That's the whole point. After onboarding, we handle it all. No management needed from you.
Takes a time objection off the table.
Yep. And the big one, especially now. I can't afford this with the market down.
Mm-hmm. The cost objection.
They flip it. Can you afford not to? Arguing that visibility is more critical when deals are scarce. It's an investment to grab share while others retreat.
Positioning it as essential, not optional.
And finally, my market is different. They say, we know. That's why onboarding is totally custom. We learn your market first.
So addressing the customization need again.
Right. And they include testimonials, of course, where agents mention valuing the blogs, newsletters, email campaigns, social media. Sounds like it takes a real load off.
It really emphasizes that transformation idea again. It's not just about outsourcing tasks. It's about enabling strategic growth, even when things are tough. Reclaiming that crucial time to focus on the activities that actually bring in revenue. Shifting from being a part-time marketer to a full-time dealmaker.
So, wrapping this up, what does it all mean for you listening right now? The source material basically lays out a choice, doesn't it?
Seems like it.
Keep struggling with those marketing tasks that drain your time and energy. Or activate a team of specialists to build your brand behind the scenes while you focus on, well, closing deals and growing your business.
It's a stark choice when framed like that. And the source mentioned something called a click moment.
A click moment.
Yeah, like that instant a buyer just knows they want the house. For an agent, maybe it's that moment you realize you spent all Saturday fighting with social media instead of being with family.
Yeah.
Or you lose a listing because your online presence wasn't strong enough. Or maybe just looking at your numbers and seeing them slide. It makes you wonder, what will your click moment be when it comes to really optimizing how you run your business?
And what's the real cost of waiting for that moment?
Exactly. What's the cost of inaction?
That is a powerful thought to end on. We hope this deep dive gave you a clearer picture of how a service like Smarter Broker Solutions aims to help real estate pros not just survive, but actually thrive, whatever the market's doing.